Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on the Real Estate Podcast. And I am Todd Sumney. I'm the Chief Industry Officer for HomeSmart International.
And I'm Rich LaRue, Vice President of Corporate Brokerages for HomeSmart.
And today we have such a special guest, Alicia Baruti from BombBomb. Did I say your last name correctly?
You nailed it, Todd. You got it right.
Awesome. We are off to a good start. So I was just commenting to Rich about how I love talking to Alicia about video and marketing. And we've done this now for several years now. And we are going to talk about BombBomb video and video marketing. And you get me excited about doing video. And more importantly, it's not about video. It's about engaging with customers. Yeah. And about deepening that connection. And I know that you even have some data and case studies that will encourage our audience and motivate them that if they want higher results, quicker results, shorten their sales cycle, video is a great way to do it. So thank you for joining us today. We appreciate you.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. I really, you know, I don't mean it flippantly. Like, getting to just talk about video and about real estate and about the strategy, it's one of my favorite things. So I'm excited to be here today.
Well, thank you for joining us. So real quick to get started, call to action. If any of you HomeSmart agents want get excited about what we're talking about today and you want to begin to put BombBomb in action in your business, log into Real Smart Agent on the left-hand side of the dashboard, down at the lower left corner. It's going to say Marketplace. That's our agent marketplace. You can click into the marketplace. From there, you can see some short information about BombBomb. Find their little marketplace card, click in, and you can go sign up and begin to use BombBomb. Or if you want to go direct, we'll just take you direct to bombbomb.com/HomeSmart. So bombb.com/HomeSmart. That'll take you right to the place to get started. And I implore you to do that. And last night, I got to start with a story. Sorry. Last night we were our new agent mixer.
Yeah.
Had brand new agents in to the office and we were meeting them, talking to them. And I asked an agent, I said, so where are you at right now? You just went through our new agent orientation. What's next on your list? How can we help you? What are you most excited about? And she said, I want to do more video.
Oh, music to our ears.
That was her answer. And she said, but I don't like to do it. And I'm having trouble getting started. And we had the whole conversation that we're going to have here in a minute. But I just told her, I said, listen, let's start right now. Tomorrow, send a birthday video to somebody. Send a video to somebody who it's their birthday, a friend, a family member. Just start with a video. And then I pulled out my BombBomb app on my phone. We did a quick little video right there. And I sent it to her. And she was like, it's that easy? And I'm like, yeah, it's that easy.
Yeah.
And so anyway, sorry, that was impromptu, but it was a true story about what happened last night.
Oh, Todd, this whole podcast is going to be impromptu today. we had a prep call. Yeah, well, there's that too. Now, we had our prep call with Alicia recently, and it was like a field day. It was the first time I've met you, and I mean, it was just such a fun call anyway. We were talking about the fact that we should have just recorded it and put that out.
We should have.
We're going to have fun today, so let's get into it. Let's go.
All right.
I'm ready.
Well, let's... I think we started our conversation the other day about the state of the market, that this is not the same market it was a year ago. So right now, one of the goals, what are we trying to do with this podcast? We're trying to help agents engage with their customers, serve their customers, provide information, but more importantly, engage with them better and drive their business, grow business. Agents are hungry. They're looking for ways to increase transactions with buyers, increase transactions with sellers.
Yeah.
And so I think we started with the state of the market, just talking a little bit about, there's not a lot of inventory right now.
It's a whole new world out there.
New world.
But, yeah. But yet there are still 4.7 million people, the last I saw, that are moving this year, which really means there's a buyer and a seller. So that's 9 million people doing a
So what our
transaction.
listeners really want to know, Todd, is how do I get mine? How
Totally.
do I get my sales? If sales are down, let all the rest of the agents take a hit on the numbers of sales they're doing.
Right.
How do I get mine?
Well, I think what comes to mind for me is turn challenges into
Yeah,
opportunities
exactly.
and do something
Yeah.
and you know, engage.
Yeah.
So where's your mind at, Alicia, with the state of the market?
I
You're
mean, when
talking to a
I
lot of agents right now.
talk to a lot of agents, and you know, the thing is, like you said, people are always going to be buying and selling houses, right? That doesn't change. Now, the volume of real estate professionals looking to serve those people goes up and down, right? So like we had a really, really hot market. And for a lot of agents, they got to sail by for a while, where they really all they had to do was put a sign in the ground, and that house was getting multiple offers. And so now we're in this new place. And I think one of the things that comes to mind is the competition, right? It's the how are you standing out in this market as someone who is a professional, does have the experience, is a trusted advisor. And that's really, I feel like that's one of the best things when I think about, obviously I'm just going to start talking about video. When I think about the advantage that video gives real estate professionals, whether you're an agent or whether you're a broker, whether you're a lender, it doesn't really matter. You're talking about being able to get people's attention in a way that immediately designates you as like as the thought leader or as a trusted advisor or whatever it is. It just immediately differentiates you and sets you out from the pack from all of the other agents that they're getting communication from.
As I'm sitting here listening to you talk, though, I actually have a flashback to about 3 weeks ago. You and I went for a little time period where we didn't talk to each other very much. And out of the blue, I think I sent you a normal email. And I think out of the blue, you sent me, there was no text, nothing. It was a little video, and it was right there. Watch this 42-second video from Alicia. And you had your smile and and what did I clicked play. And it was like we had never really stopped communicating, is my point. We went 6 months, but it was like we had just talked yesterday the minute that I watched you with the video.
Well, and think about it as an agent, right? If I'm a consumer, now regardless of whether I am, you know, went shopping around on websites, and now I have seven real estate agents reaching out to me wanting my business, or if I'm just a regular consumer and you're my past and I'm your past client and you're my realtor, like it doesn't matter what context. If I'm a consumer and I've gone throughout my day and I've gotten lots of emails, sales emails, business emails, text messages on my phone, all of that, at the end of the day, what communication is really going to stand out to me of all of the business communication that I had during the day? Well, if only one of the emails or text messages that I opened up all day was a video, and it was from either a realtor trying to get my business or my realtor providing me valuable information, like it's going to stick with me because it's different than every other piece of communication that I got throughout the day.
And that's what your video did for me. And just so I can describe it to everyone, the video that I or the email I sent you was, "Hey, we would like to invite you to come join us on the podcast." And instead of replying back, "Yes, I would love to, send me some times or dates," I get this video and it's you. And it's like, "Yes, Todd, I would love to. I would love to come see you. By the way, how are you? Send me some dates, send me some info." And it was so much more because it was visual, hearing, emotional. And it wasn't what I'd been staring at all day long. And now that you say that, I think you were probably the only video I received all
All
day.
right, well, I'm going to tease you both because that's what I'm here for,
Yeah.
is to, overstate the obvious. You two are having this cute little love fest on video, and you're both on video all the time. Todd, yeah, I mean, you're constantly in front of groups speaking professionally and on video. Alicia, this is what you do for a living. So, of course, you're awesome on video. But what about the rest of us who really struggle with it? And we're self-conscious about being in front of the camera. You know, we get all awkward and we lose our words. And, you know, some of us have a face for radio rather than video. And so how do you overcome that, Alicia? Todd, I know how you overcame it because you're my friend and I've watched you for the last, you know, decade or so do this. And I know it's repetition. And Alicia, I know that's what you're going to say, too. You just got to do it. But seriously, yeah. Our audience is listening to this and saying, oh, yeah, that's great for you. But I don't like to see myself on video and I don't want to do 12 takes to get it right. It takes time. It's hot in Arizona, although our audience is not all in Arizona, but it's 104 degrees outside today. If I'm outside in front of a subdivision or in front of a house or whatever, I don't have the time or the patience to do 12 takes. I mean, it's got to be one and done. How do we get to that point?
Yeah. So this is my favorite topic. It is 100% my favorite topic because this uncomfortability, this fear, this like, I don't like the way I look. I don't like the way my voice sounds. This is the most human of all things. Like almost every single person you have ever seen on camera has had to work through some of that I don't like it, including highly paid professional actors and actresses like Reese Witherspoon and Javier Bardem. And I can't remember who is the guy that played Kylo Ren. You know, the guy who plays Kylo Ren.
Yeah, that guy.
He has a writer in his press packets that when he's doing interviews and stuff that they won't show a clip from the movie while he's on camera because he gets such anxiety that he can't watch himself. So here's how you get to the point where you can just do this. The first thing that you have to do is you have to remind yourself that this is a very normal thing to do. Like no one likes watching themselves. Maybe there's some people that really, really love it that are like, wow, I look great. But most of us don't feel that way. So you have to remind yourself that this isn't a you problem, that this is humans, right? Yeah. How many times have we heard our voice recorded and be like, oh, I don't sound like that. Right. This is a human thing because we're used to experiencing ourselves from inside of our own head. Even on Zoom, like Zoom hasn't helped.
That's a frightening place.
A scary place. Even on Zoom, it hasn't helped us as much as I hoped it would because it's a different experience when you're live talking. And yeah, you can watch yourself, but it's a different experience to watch yourself played back. I always just remind people like this isn't your issue. This is everyone feels this way. So you have to replace some of that, those like self-limiting beliefs in your head, the I have a face for radio. The nobody wants to see my face. I need to lose more weight before I can send video to my clients. You have to take those voices in your head and replace them with value statements about what makes you good at your job. Like it's not cheesy. I know people think it's cheesy, but it's not, right? It's like the words we use matter and the words you use to yourself matters as well. And so you've got to like, there's some definite like, okay, I can do this, right? Everyone feels this way. I'm a good real estate agent. My clients do actually like me. And you've got to like pump yourself up a little bit and just do it. You've got to like remember that everyone struggles with this and remember that you have value to give. And this isn't about being a newscaster. It's not about being a celebrity. It's about just communicating in the way that you communicate most effectively. Because that thing that happens when you turn on the camera and makes you feel like, oh, I don't know what to say, that's coming from this idea that you're supposed to be performing. But like sending a video to a client, right? Sending a video to a client and saying like, hey, I just saw on Facebook that your daughter just graduated from high school. Congratulations. I can't believe how fast that went. When we got you into that house on Maplewood Grove, she was in elementary school. Oh, thinking about you guys.
Yep.
That's not
how
scary.
Authentic is
that's
that?
Not performing. That's authentic.
Yeah.
That's real. And I will tell you, the agent that I spoke with last night, this is exactly what she was struggling with. She's like, that's easy for you. You're on video all the time. You know, for me, I don't know how to, I don't know where to start. And I kind of took a page from Alicia's book and I just said, well, number one, just don't start with a mass email blast.
Right.
Okay. Don't put the pressure on yourself of something going out to 1,000 people. Don't even do a Facebook post that could go to all these people, because that's what stresses everyone out. So I just said, and you used the words the other day with me, you said, embrace it, deflect it. You said, remember what value you bring to real estate to your clients, and don't start with a mass blast. Start with a birthday video or a thank you video, and to someone you know. And that's what I told her. I said,
send a thank you video to your mom.
Yeah.
Right?
I did tell her, I said, send a video to your family, because who loves you more than anyone and who's going to make you feel safe? And once you do that first video, the second one's easier.
Send a video to your transaction coordinator and say, thank you. Thank you for helping me get that deal across the line. Because guess what? It's going to make their day. They already know you. It's going to save time. Like, it's just, those are the best places to start with just the simple human. I'm just going to replace this text message or this email with the video instead, because I want you to see my face and I want you to feel connected to me.
You sent a thank you video at least one a day to someone that you know, someone who knows you, loves you, and trusts you, and you're just saying thank you. You cannot say thank you to somebody without smiling, whether you're on camera or not.
So true.
And that will get you comfortable. When I was struggling with video a while back, and my son said, Dad, you're already doing this stuff anyway. He goes, shut up and do it, and do one video a day. And whether you use it or not, just video yourself once a day, whether it's 30 seconds or a minute or whatever. And I did that. I took the 60-day challenge, and it was tough. The first week, it was tough. Maybe the first month was tough, you know. But you get into a pattern after a while, and you get more comfortable with it, at least comfortable enough to tolerate it and press send.
Yeah. I can tell you that our customers, like, it only takes like about 8 to 10, sometimes less, of actually like recording and hitting send before you stop even thinking about it.
Yeah.
Right. And so like what you're saying about like just record it anyway, even if you don't send it. Yes. And I would challenge you, don't get in the habit of recording videos that you watch back and don't send. Right. Like, especially when you're getting started, I could not encourage you enough. Don't watch your videos back, especially the simple, hey, just thinking about you. Thank you so much for doing that for me. Happy birthday. Don't watch those back, because there's
just send it.
Just send it. There's no reason to watch it back. The only thing that's going to happen when you watch it back is you're going to start picking yourself apart and find reasons not to send it.
And you're going to do another take.
Right.
Correct.
And then another take.
Right.
And another take.
There was an agent.
So just do it. Just send it.
Back to your point, though, about doing all the multiple takes and the whole phrase of just shoot and send. I had an agent in Seattle once tell me it took me an hour the other day to do a video, and I did 15 takes because somebody kept walking behind my camera, or there was somebody else, or something else went on. And I'm like, that's what makes it authentic. And we actually went through an exercise. We looked at a real professional video, and then we looked at, you know, like uber professional but uber boring, and then just shot a video real quick and just said, you know, and mistakes, mispronunciations, laughing, somebody walking behind you. That's what makes it authentic and makes it real. And I've learned that from you, Alicia, and from your team there at BombBomb. And even when I'm doing videos out to our agents in a market, if I mess up, I send it anyway. And I don't have time.
But it's authentic.
And it's authentic.
Sometimes we mispronounce words.
Yeah.
In real life.
Earlier today, we were We were recording, and you messed up your title for a minute. We just kept it anyway and just kept on going.
Well, I hope we cut that out.
No, we're going to keep it.
Oh,
we're going to
keep
it. We're going to go. It's authentic. It's real. We have fun. We're trying to help agents grow their business. So anyway, go on, Alicia.
There is definitely a place for edited and polished and produced video marketing content in your business, right? There is absolutely a place for that. However, reaching out to a client and answering a question or saying, hey, thank you so much for stopping by our website and requesting more information. I just left you a voicemail, wanted to introduce myself so that you knew who I was. Like, if the dog runs by or the dog barks while you're saying that, well, good, because you're a human being and they got to see that you're a real human being, right? So it's just, you got to think about what's the goal of what you're trying to do. Because if you're just trying to communicate information and help people feel more connected to you and provide value as a professional, well, you're doing that regardless of whether your lighting is perfect or not, right? So you definitely have to think about, like, yes, you're the video on your website that is featuring your team and how you serve your clients that you paid money for. Yeah, you want that edited, you want it polished, but there's a place for that. Whereas what we're talking about is just leveraging your absolute best sales asset, which is yourself, in the places where you're stuck doing communication that doesn't leverage yourself well.
Right. Okay, so you've convinced me to just do it and stop sniveling about it. What do we need to do?
So hang on. Before we go there, though, real quick. Okay. I want everybody who's listening to write two words down. Speed and humanity. Because
that's humanity.
What you were just emphasizing. Speed and humanity. Speed of communication. It's not your recording, and then it has to go to an editor who has to edit it and take a couple. And it's not speed where you take 12 takes to do it. It's just speed of communication. You can respond very, very quickly. But also the humanity, the realness that is coming through. And I wrote those two words down as something that we wanted to communicate today, that is really something that the power of video brings, is speed and humanity. And so you and I were talking an hour ago about just why don't we during the day even just pull up BombBomb and just send a video instead of typing out the email. Because often it takes longer to type out the email, make sure the grammar's correct. The
does spelling, for me.
Et cetera, right?
Yeah, clearly.
And I'm like, speed, and humanity. So I'm doing it faster.
Yeah.
And so I have made the mental note that I am going to do that more often.
I mean, if we talk practically in an agent's day-to-day, these two things, speed and humanity, right? Like, One of the things that consumers do say that they struggle with real estate agents is lack of communication, right? I never quite knew what was happening or all of that. There are some really easy things that agents can do to elevate their client experience to such a high level that agents are telling me it's showing up on their reviews now. Like recording a couple videos, answering your most frequently asked questions or explaining what happens next in the process, you record a handful of those videos and you've got them in your BombBomb account. And now when those situations arrive through the transaction, you can communicate with speed and humanity at a really, really high level, right? Because you've already recorded the video explaining to them what happens now and that they need to schedule their own home inspector and that you can't schedule it for them. And these are the important things. Like, you've already recorded the video. So now you're communicating at a really high level in just a matter of few seconds.
So a couple ideas on that. I know that we've talked about this before, but things that we're doing every time in a transaction, like 3 days before closing. So we know that the same questions are going to come up about, okay, closing, or the same information needs to be communicated. Yeah. So, instructions, read this, review the settlement doc, right?
Right.
And I know that BombBomb even has the capability to record your screen. And I know we're going to get into that in a minute, but being able to record your screen and show information and have that ready to go and follow that same process on every transaction, I do think it just takes your game up.
Yeah, it does. And guess what? Your clients remember that. Your
Right.
clients remember that, like, oh man, she kept me so well informed every step of the way. I had an agent tell me recently, specifically, that it's showing up on her reviews, that clients are being like, this is the third house I've bought, but I felt like I got an education on what was actually happening this time. But she's already done that work, right? She already recorded all those videos one time, walking the clients through the process. So your clients will remember it. And again, when we're talking about this market, right? The difference between the agents that are going to be able to thrive and really have longevity in this business are the agents that do just that little bit extra,
Right.
right? Like you're just communicating at a little bit of a higher level.
One
So it's
extra
just,
degree.
yeah.
And the power of one more.
Rich and I, we did a podcast on the 212 degrees about how at 211 degrees, water's hot, but that one
212
extra
degrees of
degree
boils.
makes it boil, and that can
Right.
provide steam, which can power a locomotive. You know, it's what they say. So it's really, really powerful. One quick thing, you shared some case study data with us
Oh,
before.
yeah.
So when we're talking about speed and time efficiency, with the added benefit of you're also the humanity, you're engaging deeper at a deeper level,
Yeah.
but shortening the sales process,
Huge.
shortening the amount of time from first engagement to actually a customer taking steps to move forward. I know that you have some case studies
Yeah.
about how video specifically, so for those of you that are very results driven, trying to motivate you here with data that
Yeah.
shows video will actually speed the time, maybe take something that takes 10 steps and boil it down to a fewer
Yep.
number of steps. Can you talk about
So
that a little bit?
yeah. So we did I mean, it's interesting because BombBomb, we've been around for over 15 years. And so we have a lot of like anecdotal data and a lot of like customer stories, but when we do these like actual case studies with some of these big firms, it's really fun for us because we get data back that confirms the things that we've been seeing and that we already know. And so we did a case study with one of the big four global consulting firms fourth quarter of last year. Can't tell you who it was because we signed an NDA. But you know who they are. And with their sales team, we were able to do like a side-by-side case study with their sales team. And the sales team that was implementing video the way we were telling them to implement video versus the side of the sales team that was doing their traditional outbounding, we were able to take them from an average of it taking 10 touches to get a response from a lead down to 3 touches.
Wow.
So we reduced the amount of touches required to get a response by 70%
Wow.
just by implementing video into those touches. Okay, so that's a huge one, right? 70% less touches, but because you're doing 70% less touches, you're also increasing your close rate. They saw a 68% increase in close rate, as well as 120% increase in response rate. And so you get people to respond faster. You're getting more responses, which means you're closing more deals because you're not chasing people as much.
So,
Now,
go
for
ahead.
real estate agents, we know that leads that you get are likely hearing from other real estate agents. So again, like just when you're talking about like the amount of chasing that it takes to try and get that response, just by sending the video, you're going to do less chasing and get more responses on an average of the things you're sending out.
So we started the podcast talking about the state of the market, and right now we need to be doing the right things that that generate business. And we have a phrase here at HomeSmart: "Work smarter, not harder." It's running through my head right now about if it can. Everything you just described is working smarter, not harder. It's shortening the process. It's deeper engagement, and we need agents to
Well,
do
the
more of it.
competition for listings
Right?
is so intense right now.
So
So
intense.
if you can have a 70% faster response rate, well, that is a response rate, because if you fall into the other 70%, you may not get a response at all, ever, right? And so that's massive.
Right.
I mean, let's talk about listings because because there's a couple things. I definitely want to talk about that screen recorder strategy for getting listings, because it's the best thing that agents can do. But before we do that, even your follow-up after listings, right? Like I know a lot of real estate agents, and even like the best of the best right now, clients are still interviewing multiple agents, right? I know you sold my house for me before, but right? So that follow-up video after a listing appointment, I have had agents tell me verbatim that the follow-up video that they send after the listing appointments, they know secures deals for them because their clients tell them it secured the deal. Because clients will say things like, you know, I interviewed a few agents, but that video that you sent really puts you over the edge. Right? So let's talk about generating listings. Can we talk about this?
We can.
Please. Okay.
So obviously we're just having a nice chat here, but I really want agents to understand the strategic and the tactical value and the things that they can do. So if the only thing that they do is start doing this one thing, I know that it's going to have an impact on their business. And that is what we call either a surprise or an unsolicited CMA. Now, as an agent, if you go through your database and you start calling your clients and saying, hey, Alicia, you know, it's been a few years since you've been in your house there, you know, would you be interested in, you know, hearing some, you know, what your house may be worth and updated, you know, comparative market analysis? 9 times out of 10, your clients are going to say no, right? I'm not interested in selling my house right now. I know what the market is. I don't want to talk to my real estate agent. No, thank you. I'm good. You record a 3 to 4 minute video with the BombBomb screen recorder, because that screen recorder is going to record everything on your screen. And so, you know, you can record a video where the very first image that they see is like the picture, front picture of their house from the MLS. Or I've seen people use Google Earth to like zoom in on the top of their house. Right. So it's coming from you, their realtor. And they open up their email and they see a video with the front of their house and your video, like your picture, your face down in the corner, right?
Right.
So now they press play and you get to say something to the effect of, hey, I know you may not be thinking about selling, but as your agent, I just want to make sure that you know what's happening with your biggest asset. And so, you know, there's been a lot of activity in that neighborhood. And then you just kind of go through and you point out some of the data. And then the last part of this is really important. Finishing your video with, hey, now the question is, what do you want to do with it, right? First thing, you don't want to do anything. It's just good information to have. That's fine by me. I'm just here to be a resource for you, right? Number two, okay, well, maybe you might want to sell, right? You've got some equity in here. This would be, you could take this equity, buy a bigger house, you know, blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, maybe you don't want to sell your house right now because you're not, you know, you don't really want to have to go through all of that, but you guys have been thinking about some investment properties. Maybe we could take some of this, right? Like you can record a 4 minute video and send it off. And if you did one of those every single day for the next like 60 days, even just committing to one of those a day for the next 60 days, I, Alicia Baruti, national speaker at BombBomb, promise you that you will be having listing conversations with your clients. I promise you, right? Because again, that they may not be ready to list today, but now they have all of this data that's swirling in their mind that if you called them up and asked them if they wanted it, they would say no, but you just send it off and now they have it. And with BombBomb tracking, you're going to know if they went back and opened that video again. So our client that taught me this strategy, he did this for 90 days. He committed to it for 90 days. He sent one a day for 90 days. And that generated $11 million in listings for him over the following like 9 months. But again,
wow.
Like
that's impressive.
It's right. But he told me that like he would get that notification on his phone that someone opened up the video from 3 months ago. Guess right. What he was doing? He was calling them right away on the phone and saying like, hey, like, you know, my system flags me, lets me know that you played the video again. Do you want to chat? You ready to chat now?
Right. I love it. I love it. Just if we had a mic, we could do a mic drop. Right now, I mean,
mine's on a stand. If I drop the mic, it's gonna break.
No, honestly, those listeners, I want you to rewind that, listen to that again. For those of you that have been following the Real Estate Podcast, we also call this the Mini Neighborhood Report. It's a mini CMA, the Mini Neighborhood Report. Everything that Alicia just described, and it excites me. It makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up because I know that if an agent were to do that once a day for 90 days, I know of agents who have made that commitment, and I know the results they've got, they've garnered from doing that. And right now in today's market, if there's one thing an agent asked me, and that's how that started last night too with the agent, it was like, what's one thing you can do right now? Okay, do a mini neighborhood report. Yep. And do it on video, you know?
And this is not a big time commitment, right? Yeah. Like, number one, if you already know who your past clients are, which I hope you do, because every once in a while we come across an agent that's like, ah, I've got them in my phone somewhere. But like, if you have a CRM, if you have the data on that, like, just pick one client a day, pull the market, right? Pull their quick data, send it off. You should be able, the first one might take you a little bit longer, right? The first one might take you a little bit longer, but you should be able to do one a day in less than 15 minutes. It is not a big time commitment at all.
Love this. Okay, so for those of you that have listened to the Real Estate Podcast on the Mini Neighborhood Report, I learned something from Alicia, and I did not put it in that podcast. That I had it where we were doing a video out in front of the neighborhood talking about what's going on in the neighborhood, which is still wonderful and
that's
still
effective.
That you can do. That's very effective. So, but I'm saying add this to that podcast. Add this to it. Another way that you can do it is by doing the screen recorder and pulling up your HomeSmart website, your agent website. Every one of you have a free HomeSmart website. Go to your past customers first. Put their address into the search mechanism. It'll be a map view of their neighborhood. And while you're recording it, so have the CMA tab open in a browser. You know, do the CMA, everything Alicia described. Click on the tab next to it and have it already pre-done to the HomeSmart website with their map view, the neighborhood review. Talk about that a little bit because you can see right there visually. Right now, there's three neighborhoods and there's only one home for sale. Or there's two, or there's three, or whatever. And then we did talk about doing this on your mobile phone, but now do it on the screen recorder with BombBomb. Click that satellite view.
Right.
That's on the website where now all of a sudden you see all the rooftops and you see all of those different rooftops and that will generate listings.
Yeah. It will.
Listing it will.
Appointments.
Yeah. It will.
And we need inventory right now, so it's timely.
Yeah.
So action item, what Alicia just said, number one, start with your past clients. Number two, you should send it to any prospects, any, you know, your entire database, your sphere. And if it takes you a year, it takes you a year. But number one,
that's a big database. Then good for you.
Right. But, well, I'm just saying, no matter how long it takes you, start with your past clients, then go to your sphere. And people that you know, put in their address, do this same process, but use the BombBomb screen recorder. And thirdly, you could start to use it with new leads. And fourthly, you could even farm areas and farm neighborhoods.
Yep.
But they can get into that. But I love everything you just described.
Okay, so I'm going to ask a question of the two of you on behalf of our listeners who are new to the business. Or maybe they're new to the area and they don't have a lot of or any past clients in an area. Who do you start with?
I would say that every single, you go first. I have an answer, but I want to hear your answer first.
Is this, we're starting with how you get video. How do you get video to people when you don't really have a past client? Where do you start? How do you get clients?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, let's say I'm an agent. I've been an agent in another state for a number of years. I'm in a new area, and I don't have any past clients here, right? And so how do I get started? I want business here where I am, wherever that is, right?
I mean, that's a long strategy. However,
I know being it's a long game.
Being a community expert is an awesome place to start. Karen Carr, she wrote the book, YouTube for Agents. She is a real estate agent. She was exact that scenario. Her husband was military, found herself in Savannah, Georgia, having to rebuild her business from scratch. And she started using video and YouTube to become like the community expert for all things Savannah. And that's how mm-hmm. she built her business.
I knew you had a strategy for it.
I say this is really, really important when you're talking about social media. I always say, like, if you are trying to like actually generate business from social media, you either need to join a community and be really active in that community, or you need to start a community.
Create one. Yes.
Right? Like, that's it. Just being on social media and posting your videos on social media is going to take you years and years and years to get enough organic views. But creating a community of people or joining a community and providing a ton of value, which is also really important. If you join a digital community, do not join that community and start saying, I'm a real estate agent who wants to give me business.
Right.
You have to join that community and be a trusted advisor that is pouring value into that community before you're allowed to ask for business.
So you're going to come back on another podcast down the road.
Yeah, that's another strategy altogether.
Whole thing, but join a community or create one. I love that. But I want to go back to your question, Rich. I have a slight twist, a different take on it. Because I've actually been posed this question by agents many times. And one thing that even, let's say, a newer agent, and I ask them, I say, pull out your phone right now. And real quick, open up your contacts. How many contacts are in there? And there's 1,242 contacts.
Right.
2,000 contacts, 3,000 contacts, depending on what they've – and some of them might be duplicates, whatever. But nonetheless, every single person – and when I kind of say, start there. Friends, family, neighbors, everybody that you know, you don't have to sell them. You just need to be authentic and real with them. And I had a brand new agent who, he said, everybody was trying to get me. I didn't want to be like the insurance guy that is like, you know, saying, trying to get my friends, family, and neighbors to buy for me. And I said, let's try another tactic and just say, hey, you all know that I am switching my career from this to this. Mm-hmm. And you're my friends, my family, I'm asking for help of who do you know that mm-hmm. is maybe thinking about buying or selling that I could serve and I could help. You know,
I'm never
me.
Too busy for any of your referrals.
Exactly. And you know me, you know my personality. Yeah. I want to help people. That's why I'm switching this career.
Yeah.
And he said, so you're not trying to sell them. You're trying to ask them for help. And he said they drove like leads and referrals to him when he did that. So that's the first tactic that I had was, you know, start with that. Number two, there are some sources that you can go out there. You can get with your title company. You know, Equitable Title will work with agents to give them names, phone numbers, emails of everybody that lives in their neighborhood. They might mm-hmm. not know them yet, but they can maybe help them, or they can, there's sources on the internet that you can actually go purchase names, email addresses, phone numbers, et cetera. And it's a way to start. I'm just saying it's a tactic. Yeah. It's something. Moving to the new area, what popped into my mind is I think of two agents. You and I know one who moved from Palm Springs to Albuquerque and
yeah.
started brand
yeah.
new with a new, and you know who you are out there too, by the way. You've done an amazing job, by
yeah.
the way.
Yes, she has.
Rebuilding your business, right?
Yeah. yeah.
But when you know that person, she'll go into the grocery store and she'll leave with three friends.
Uh-huh.
The guy behind the meat counter will be her friend, her third visit in to the brand new grocery store in her neighborhood. You just love her being around her,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think of my other agent that I have in my mind out in California, the same thing, been in the Navy for many, many years. Didn't have a sphere, didn't have a database, but just he started on day one And it was one, two, or three people every day. And he got to know the hostess. He got to know the waiters. He got to know the manager. He got to know the person who fixed his bike. He got to know the person, you know, at the gas station. The person, you know, like every single person he met, he was just engaging, had a servant heart. And so we were talking about 90 videos a day, or I mean, one video a day, not 90. Sorry, that was a typo. One video a day. So I think even if you were brand new, starting from scratch today, you're going to meet one person that day.
And the purpose of asking that question is I know that there's listeners who are thinking of this and are saying, "Oh, but I don't have a database. I don't have a lot of past clients. You know, I've sold seven houses and they were all last year and nobody wants to sell yet." So there's pushback and excuses of, "Oh, well, oh yeah, this sounds great, but it's not for me." And I just want to say, it's for you too.
Right.
This works.
It does.
I'll often do the numbers with someone like that where I'll say, "Okay, let's just do two people a day. Let's do two a day is times 5 days in a week. That's 10 in a week. That's 40 in a month. By the end of the year, that's 480 people." Okay, so you might not have 480 people today, but just two people a day, you can have
If you
480
wear your
people.
name tag in a
You're
grocery store,
engaging.
you will.
Yeah, exactly. And your HomeSmart shirt. So anyway, I thank you for asking that question because you're right. Sometimes people will stop before they ever even get started.
Yeah. Well, and I don't want to go down a rabbit hole too far here.
Right.
Alicia, I know you've got so much content for us. We could probably have a 3-hour podcast today, which we're not. We're going to leave something on the table here so we can have you back. But what's another strategy? What do we want to do? Where do we want to go from here? Alicia, what are you've got something else up your sleeve. I know. I feel it.
Oh, I've got lots up my sleeve. I
Just
don't know.
start rattling them off. I mean, I know from talking to you before that just the thank you after a listing appointment,
Thank you after listing appointment. Yep.
Huge.
The
Yeah.
you know, just the thank you after a phone call and somebody wants you to go pull properties.
Yeah. I love when we're talking about like just communicating with your past clients and staying top of mind. I love the community expert, trusted advisor type stuff because it doesn't take a big content calendar or big plan or big marketing plan to do some of this. Just think about like major holidays, right? Like major holidays, markers, seasons, things like that. Like we've got 4th of July coming up. For you to record a quick video to your entire database, right? Everyone that you have in your CRM and say, "Happy 4th of July coming up this weekend." I don't know about you guys, but my family and I, we always love to watch the fireworks at Prospect Park. You know, the parking isn't too bad. We can get it in and out and quickly. I, you know, put time and location for the fireworks down below for anyone, you know, that's hoping to make it out to the fireworks. You know, would love to see you out there in the chaos. Stay safe, thinking about you guys. That's like, because I get realtors put me on their CRMs all the time. And so every holiday, I get ridiculous, like boring emails with like a GIF, a firework GIF, that even if I was your client, even if I was your client, why did you send me that? What's the point? There's nothing there for me. You checked a box, right? You checked a box. I communicated for 4th of July. You send a video giving me valuable information about, "Oh yeah, fireworks start at 7 p.m., bring cash for parking." Well, now you've provided value to me, which means that I'm going to open up your next email and I'm going to open up your next email. So, I mean, you could jot down 12 real quick things like Mother's Day, 4th of July, Christmas. If you're in a cold place, reminding them to have their sprinklers blown out before the first freeze, right? Like sending a quick video to your clients and being like, "Hey
Get your
guys,
AC tuned up. Get
yep,
your
get your
heater
AC
tuned
tuned up."
up."
Like that,
Right.
you don't need a script to remind your clients to get their sprinklers blown out so their pipes don't freeze. And to say to your clients, "And if you need a referral for someone to blow out your sprinklers, I've got a list of people that I trust that work with that I would trust to send your way."
That I mean, I got to tell you the story you just described, though, about the video and providing the valuable information, but yet then the animated gift. I mean, that hit close to home, you know, for some of the agents.
That stung. It did, Alicia. I flinched a little bit because
yeah,
I've done it.
Right?
Everyone does.
Yeah.
And I get... You have to understand that I get a big view of it because a lot of agents add me to their CRMs. I have agents that I don't know who they even are, that I get updates on their just sold, just listed. Like, so, but there's that, you're checking a box, right? Of like, oh, I'm sending everything out to my database. I did a good thing. I communicated.
But if it's just not effectively.
So let's create a list together, the three of us, real quick. Let's rattle them off. Real estate, tactics right now. So you just mentioned holidays. Holidays is one. Birthdays, anniversaries, special days, something, somebody's that you see on Facebook.
Yep.
An event.
Yeah. An event on Facebook, or like you see one of your past clients on Facebook. I'm telling you, when you're trying to get engagement, right? You see one of your past clients on Facebook, they just posted that they took their family to some restaurant, right? Cool. Send them a video and be like, we've been wanting to check that out. How was it? Did the kids like it? Do you think there was enough options for them? Let me know. I'd love to catch up with you soon. Right? Like,
love it.
These are creating opportunities for you to have business conversations. Well, you're like, that's not about business. I know, but they already know.
No, it's about life.
Right.
And that's life. We just have to live life and embrace this and talk to people. All this is.
It is. And we talk about in texting when you're, you know, hey, sending the text message. Hey, I was just thinking about you. I just wanted to say hi. I know it's been a while since we talked. Love to have coffee sometime. You know, I just wanted you to know I was thinking about you. Hi. Hope you're doing well.
So right? I do those types of things.
Video? You know,
For the past couple of years, as you know, I've spent a lot of time on the road going back and forth.
Right.
While I'm not doing that anymore, nevertheless, I still think about people who are in my phone, you know, friends, family, past clients. And when they pop into my head, instead of writing it down, I need to talk to Charlie. I dial the phone right then. But I get Charlie's voicemail, so I leave a voicemail. But wouldn't it be cooler to send a 1-minute video?
It would.
Yes. It would be cooler.
Pull over to the side of the road. Don't do it while you're driving. You pull up the BombBomb app on your phone.
No, absolutely.
We
want to practice safe videoing.
Right.
Yeah, not only is it cooler, Alicia, it's more effective.
It's way more effective. So I say this all the time. Like, I would never, ever tell a group of realtors to stop making their phone calls, okay? You have to make your phone calls. You absolutely need to be calling your past clients, okay? However, I am a consumer. I love my realtor. He's wonderful. If I see him pop up on my caller ID, I'm not going to answer it. You know why? Because I know why he's calling. He's calling because he's doing his job and he's going through his list and he's calling his past clients. But I don't want to talk to him right now because I'm busy, okay? I have three teenagers and a full-time job and two dogs. I don't want to get on the phone with Jose and shoot the breeze and catch up, okay? It doesn't matter how much I love him. I would refer anyone to him. That's not the point. I don't want to talk to him. Guess what? You can send a video. I'm not saying don't call your past clients. What I'm saying is that I'm a past client and I know that your past clients probably don't want to talk to you on the phone, but you still need to call them. But after they don't answer their phone, you should absolutely just send a quick 30-second video saying, hey, no, nothing important. I was just calling to check in because you were on my mind. You know, love you guys. Thinking about you all the time. If I can ever do anything for you, let me know. You know how to find me. Don't ask them to call you back because they don't want to call you back, right? Just let them know.
Yeah, hey, don't give them the guilt.
Important. I was just thinking about you.
Yeah. Well, and I think it was key what you said a minute ago. Sometimes it is not business related, right? It is just personal. It is relationship related. Yeah. And there are times for the business related, videos, but it's relationship related. So Real quick, one though that I have heard a business tactic for agents is the when something just hits the market. A video, real quick, about I know you've been wanting a home in this neighborhood and something just hit the market. I'm going to send you a text, or the text is below. Click on the link. It just hit the market 10 minutes ago.
Oh man, that's so
That's a
huge.
great one.
Great one. Great one. And you can also our mobile app, realtors love our mobile app for two reasons. Because it does two things that your regular phone camera doesn't let you do. Number one, it lets you flip the camera while you're recording. Number two, it lets you pause a video and then restart it. And it'll keep the video together and it doesn't create two different video files. So if you're an agent and you're out at a property, you can pull out your phone and be like, okay, guys, I think I found the house for you. It has everything you are wanting. You can flip the camera around, show them the kitchen, pause it, go into the backyard, restart the recording, right? Show them the backyard. And then you text them this video that you just did in a matter of seconds, and it's not a big file. You don't have to upload it to Dropbox, right? You can text them the video while you're still in the property, showing them the house.
If they'd had that when years ago, when you were initially in real estate,
Yeah.
wow.
Wow. Wow is right.
Speed, humanity, and value,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Well, oh, hey, thank you. This has been wonderful. I know we've spent some time here. I got a real quick point out behind you on the screen. It says abundance up behind you, right? And you said something to me, and it ties into what we just said. Provide value and abundance will follow. I think that's your company's phrase.
Yeah.
And wow, video is a great way to do it. And BombBomb does provide tremendous value. I want to take one thing off the table real quick. Even today, one of our staff members said the question, I've been trying to do video, but I've been trying to do it free. I've been trying to do it just using, and the agent last night was telling me when she was struggling with video, she said, I was struggling with the attachments, the compression, having to, it's
It's a
free,
hassle.
but I have video on my phone. I'm trying to do it just on my phone. But what BombBomb does is BombBomb compresses it. BombBomb puts it into a frame. They put a little stripe over it that says, watch this 37-second video. You can even put a little call to action of, click here to see the aerial view of your home or whatever you want on a
The
video.
simplicity
Or click to
factor far
schedule on my
outweighs the
calendar.
cost.
Yes, click to schedule, right? Yeah, you're
And
right.
the tracking is invaluable.
Right.
Invaluable to know when people are opening your videos and actually opening your emails so that you can contact them while you're top of mind.
Right. And that's where me, even when I first heard about BombBomb, I was like, why do I need BombBomb? I already have video on my phone. I have a camera I can pull out, I can text. And it never worked because people thought I was sending them a virus, like in an attachment. They did you really send me a video? Am I supposed to click on it or whatever, right? And it or you were having trouble compressing it wouldn't go through. And so once I learned about BombBomb and how easy you make it, so I just kind of wanted to take that last little barrier of somebody saying, not to use it. And I want to implore you now, go to bombbomb.com/homesmart. Invest in this.
And we offer a 14-day free trial. You can try it free for 14 days.
That
If
should be a
you
minimum of 14 videos.
you'd hope so.
Right?
If
Right? Yeah,
you
right.
sign up for the 14-day free trial, you're going to get an invite from me to attend a group demo so that I can kind of
Oh,
walk you through
cool.
and show you how easy it is. So yeah. Yeah, bombbomb.com/homesmart. You can either buy and get started, or you can sign up for the free trial and send some videos before you're
Awesome.
ready to buy.
Wow.
You
Well,
have certainly provided value today, Alicia. Thank you.
you have. I mean, we knew today was going to be fun, but it has been, and it's been informative as well. So, thank you all for joining us today on this episode of the Real Estate Podcast. Alicia, thank you so much. thank your entire team there at BombBomb for all you do for the real estate industry. And thanks for the insights that you shared with us today. Rich, thank you for being here. Thanks for...
Happy to be here, Alicia. Thank you so much.
And for all of you listening, we appreciate you. We'll see you back on future episodes of The Real Estate, and we'll see you next time around.
Like what you're hearing on The Real Estate? Tell your friends about us. Tell them to check out all of our episodes on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Spotify. And don't forget to send any topics you want us to tackle to therealestate@homesmart.com.